Hey science fans, it's Mrs. Corbett here and I'm going to teach my husband some GCSE science.
And I am the husband.
Welcome along, husband.
Well, hello.
Hi. We're going to do some chemistry paper two.
Yay. I heart chemistry.
I literally do heart chemistry.
But I heart chemistry with two whole hands, not with just four fingers like some weird Gen Zer.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
You're so out of touch.
I'm more out of touch.
Out of touch. It's sus.
It's sus?
Yeah.
Does that mean suspect?
Yeah.
Was it suspicious?
Yeah.
What's it suspicious of?
I don't know. I'm old too.
Are you suspecting that I'm older than 20?
Stop it! Okay.
Now that we've got that out of the way.
Right, let's do some science. Today we're going to talk about collision theory.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Oh, CERN.
Okay. And activation energy.
Hadron Collider.
Sure. So, collision theory is when we're talking about how the rates of reactions change. Can you remind me how to calculate rates of reaction?
Thing that happened over time.
Yep, which could be?
Reactant used or thing created.
Product made, yeah, good. And what are the things that can affect a rate of reaction?
Temperature.
Yep.
Catalyst.
Yep.
Concentration.
Yep.
Surface area.
Yep, lovely. So you have to, in the exam, you might be given data or an experiment and you've got to explain why the rate of reaction has occurred as it's occurred, or why temperature affects rate of reaction using collision theory. So it's a very specific set of language you have to use.
Yeah, I know this
one. Okay, you do?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, tell me what you know.
So for reactions to occur, particles need to collide.
Perfect, yes.
And when the temperature increases, the particles move faster, increasing their chances of collision.
Yes.
Similarly with concentration and a catalyst, I imagine, I mean, it depends what the catalyst is, but I imagine catalyst speeds up the movement of particles.
It doesn't.
Right.
But it does speed up the rate of reaction. So we're going to talk about how each of these things works.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you a model that can help. So collision theory explains how factors affect rate of reactions. So according to the theory, and you, when it says refer to collision theory, you literally have to use very specific words. So chemical reactions occur when reacting particles collide with each other, but they have to have sufficient energy. They've got to have enough energy to collide with one another to react.
Mm.
So the example I normally give to students is I stand in my room with a piece of paper and say, this piece of paper will react with the oxygen in the air. There's oxygen just banging into it all the time. But they're not banging into it with enough energy to do anything, which is why when you heat it up, it burns, like it will react with it.
I see, right, yeah.
So I say, if I heat this room up to 200 degrees, we'd all die, but this oxygen will react with this piece of paper because the particles in this room would have enough energy banging into the particles of this piece of paper to do something. The
paper would go brown and crispy.
Yeah, or I say, like, you know, if you brush past someone in the corridor, if you two are particles, there's very little chance of a reaction occurring because you just brush past each other. If you thump into each other, you're more likely to get a reaction out of one another, you know?
Sure, sure.
So that energy required for the chemical reaction to happen is called activation energy.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so activation energy is the minimum amount of energy particles must have to react. And it's different depending on what... It's different depending on which particles are... Like, which molecules are breaking and making.
I just realised what we're doing.
What?
88 miles per hour.
Yeah, so when I teach this, this is kind of the great thing. So my favourite movie is Back to the Future. And
I think you should stop referring to Back to the Future as your favourite movie and start referring to it as one of the greatest movies of all time.
I will, yeah. Mm. So in Back to the Future, there's always someone that has seen it in my class. I've never been in a class and no one's seen it.
Is it genuinely, like... It is a very good film, like, objectively speaking, it is perfect.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah. You don't have to convince me. If you haven't seen it, go watch it.
When I'm on this podcast, Jen, Mrs. Corbett, I'm very, very rarely talking to you. I'm mostly talking to our scores and scores of listeners who want to hear my insight.
No one wants your insight. They want a GCSE. They're putting up with this very at the very good least.
Point. No one listens to this for the entertainment value, which is me.
So, in Back to the Future, you can go back to the future if you drive the DeLorean at 88 miles per hour. 88 miles per hour, it reaches you the activation energy to time travel. So if you're going 87 miles an hour...
Not fast enough.
Whereas if you are going 99 miles an hour, you've got enough activation energy, you're time traveling.
Sure. Okay?
So let's talk about how... Let's talk about how the different factors that affect the rate of rate of reaction... affect collision theory.
Yes.
Okay. And the words that you need to say, because they're very specific. So let's talk about temperature, because I think that's the easiest one to get our heads around. If you increase the temperature of particles, what do you do?
You make them move faster.
Yeah, you've got that thermal energy is transferred into kinetic energy, which means that you've got more frequent collisions because they're moving quicker.
Mm.
And those collisions are more energetic.
Mm.
Okay, they've got more energy, so that increases the rate of reaction. They're moving with more energy, so the collisions are more frequent, and they've got enough energy. They've reached the activation energy. Yeah?
Yes.
More particles have reached the activation energy. Let's talk about concentration. So let's say I have got a solution and I increase the concentration of the reactants in the solution, or pressure if I'm talking about gas. Okay, what does that do to collisions?
It increases them because
it increases
the frequency.
It increases the frequency. You have to say frequency. So increasing the concentration increases the frequency of collisions. So this increases the rate of reaction, because if you've got more particles, they're more likely to bang into each other.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So when I explained this one, I always used to say, like, let's imagine collisions is snogging.
Okay,
which is not a term anyone uses anymore.
Gross.
What do they say now? I don't know. But I always used to tell them about, do you remember SOS, the nightclub?
The nightclub, yeah.
So when I worked in SOS, it would open at like 9 o'clock and there would be like 4 people in there and it would be really awkward and horrible.
No snogging.
But as it filled up, there were more people banged into each other, started dancing, more snogging, more reactions.
Significant catalyst as well.
Now we're moving on to catalysts. Okay, I'm going to talk to you about that. So catalysts lower the activation energy of a reaction.
Oh, so what?
They lower the activation energy. So say it was 88 miles an hour.
Yeah.
In my DeLorean, it would lower it to like 50.
Oh, I see. Right.
So therefore, it
increases the rate of reaction by lowering the activation energy.
Therefore,
like putting salt on ice lowers the freezing temperature.
Yeah. So what it's doing, it means that more particles already have the amount of activation energy required, which means you get more frequent collisions.
Yeah, so they don't need to go faster. Say, okay, cool.
And the reason why that's useful, because if you have to increase the rate of reaction by increasing the temperature, if you use a catalyst, you're lowering the amount of energy needed because you're lowering the activation energy. Therefore, it's cheaper because you don't have to heat things up. You don't have to burn fossil fuels, and it's better.
That's interesting. Okay, cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, there are a lot of chemical reactions you have to do for this one, and I will do that in a separate episode. But the key things about today is the keywords: frequency of collisions, energy of collisions, activation energy. Okay.
Cool. Yep.
So just quickly, increasing the temperature does what?
Increases the frequency of collisions, because the particles have more energy.
Yep. So the frequency of energetic collisions would be perfect. Concentration
increases the frequency of collisions.
Lovely. Catalyst
lowers the activation energy.
Lovely. I just realized we didn't do about surface area. So if you increase surface area, there's more frequent collisions occurring at the same time. So there's more collisions happening at the same time, therefore a higher frequency of collisions.
Sure, yeah.
Because you haven't got to go around the outside layer to get to the next layer in.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Or you're not covering the initial reactant in product. Yeah. And that's it for this one.
Cool. All right.
Lovely. See you later. Bye.
Bye.